Hello everybody, this is Zippy again. Do you remember me? I'm the one who's got the nice girlfriend called Layla. Well, if my girlfriend Layla knew what I'd been up to over the last couple of weeks, I don't think she'd want to know me. I got up one morning and I was sitting in the kitchen waiting for Mum to come up and give me my breakfast. And suddenly, there she was. And it wasn't 7 o'clock. And I got all excited and I thought, yes, I'm going to have breakfast early. But no, Mum just went and put the kettle on and she had a cup of tea. I sat and I looked at her and I thought, Mum, please, breakfast, I'm hungry. But no, she even picked up my water bowl off the floor. And I thought, oh, good, fresh water, because that water's been there all night. But no, she put the bowl in the sink. She gave me a stroke behind the ears and said, there's a good boy, come on, out to be busy. So I thought, good, busy, means we're going out, yippee. So out I went, had to trundle round the garden, inspected all the bushes, made sure the cat wasn't out there, because I like playing with the cat. It's not really playing, I annoy her. I like sticking my nose in places where it shouldn't go, you know what I mean. Anyway, I rushed round the garden, did my figure of eight, just like Layla does. It's funny how us dogs do the same thing. I was a very good boy. I did both busies. And I came in and I sat expectantly in the kitchen, thinking, now I'm going to get breakfast. No. Mum put my lead on and said, come on, Zippy, we're going out. Out we went to the car and I thought, oh, brilliant, we're going out. We're going to go and have playtime because she didn't take my coat with me, so I knew we wouldn't be working. Got in the car and I got all excited and I knew we were going somewhere into Colchester because that's the route we took. Hang on a minute, no it isn't. Instead of turning left under the railway bridge, we turned right. Oh, hang on a minute, we're going to go and see Mum's daughter's best friend with her dog Lola. Yes, that's it. We're going to go and have a nice run in the field with Lola. Lola's another friend of mine. She's probably not as nice as Layla because Layla's a guide dog and she knows my way of thinking. Lola's a bit of a rogue and she doesn't like it when I leap on top of her. I don't know why. Anyway, we didn't get as far as Lola. We turned into a driveway and I thought, I don't recognise this. Mum parked the car, she got me out of the car, we went through the door and this very nice voice said, hello Zippy, nice to see you again. And I thought, brilliant, I know that person, she's really nice and friendly, I'm going to get lots of cuddles. Anyway, Mum filled in a form, I don't know why, and then this nice lady, I think her name was Julie, she took my lead. And off I went, and I thought, hang on a minute, where am I going? Where's Mum going? But I was all right because I was going with Julie, and I knew I'd get lots of cuddles with Julie. So off I went. Julie took me through another door, and then she put me into an indoor kennel. And I thought, no, I don't like this. This isn't playtime. But she gave me a biscuit, so I thought, okay, all right, I'll sit here and I'll wait. And then I felt a bit strange. And then I felt even stranger. And I was sort of a bit dozy, a bit more dozy than normal. And I thought, hang on a minute, something's not quite right. Something's missing. Oh no, Mum, what have you done? My crown jewels, where are they? Somebody's pinched, quick, call somebody, somebody's pinched them. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do about Lola and Layla? Oh, but I feel so tired. I'll think about that later. I had a sleep and then Julie came in. She gave me a lovely cuddle. She gave me a stroke. She took my temperature. That wasn't nice. She felt my heart. And that was racing a bit, but she said, never mind, Zippy, Mum will be here in a minute. She's coming to take you home. Oh, thank goodness for that. I don't want to stay here any longer. I might lose something else. Anyway, not long after that, Mum came and she did look very sorry and very sad. And I wasn't quite sure whether or not to say hello to her, so I half-heartedly sort of said hello, but then got the ump because I thought, maybe she knows where my crown jewels are. Maybe she might have taken them home and I'll find them later. Anyway, Mum put me very carefully on the back seat of the car, and I'm not normally allowed on the back seat of the car, but she said, just this once, because you're not allowed to jump into the boot. So I laid on the back seat of the car and we went home. And do you know what? Even though I've lost something very important, I'm glad I lost it, because you know the attention I got when I got home. Everybody was cuddling me. Everybody wanted to stroke me. I got loads of biscuits and treats, but not too many because I might have been sick after my anaesthetic, but just a few just to make me feel better. Anyway, enough about biscuits and cuddles. I feel really sleepy. Mum takes me out into the garden on my lead to be busy. That's strange, but Mum said it was to stop me running around and pulling out my stitches. Is that what that prickly feeling is, where my missing bits are? Oh dear, I think I need to inspect that area. Hang on, Mum. Hang on. Oh, I can't hop on three legs. It really hurts. Oh, Mum, wait a minute. Don't take me in yet. Oh, bother. Mum's taken me back to my bed. She says it's all in my own good interests. I had to have it done because then I can go on and further my training to become a guide dog. Well, I suppose that's why I was born. That's what I've been training to do. So maybe, oh, I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. I can't think straight at the moment. I just feel so tired. Think I'll have a quick nap. You never know. I might wake up and find it's all been a dream or a nightmare. And I haven't really lost anything at all. Oh, I'm so sleepy, so tired. I must go. Night-night for now.